Welcome.
You're listening to AMPTO, the AMPO podcast. I'm Ellen Zavisco, Transportation Planning Manager with AMPO, which is the Association of Metropolitan Planning Organizations. For this episode today, I'm speaking with Kawanoe Batangan. He's the Executive Director of the Maui MPO. And our focus today is disaster recovery and the important role that MPOs can play. I'm not going to do any further introduction because my first question to Kawanoe will be, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to this role with the Maui MPO.
Well, Ellen, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. My name is Kawanoe Batangan, Executive Director of the Maui Metropolitan Planning Organization. I'm recently appointed to this position. I started about 2 months ago. And prior to that, I was Deputy Director of Transportation for the County of Maui. And in that capacity, I helped oversee the department's 6 public transit programs. Also, after the August 8th wildfires, I assumed an additional role of recovery support function coordinator for the County of Maui. In that capacity, I helped identify unmet needs, allocate resources, come up with both policy solutions, and then just make sure that all of our government and nonprofit partners had the resources that they needed to be able to pursue the solutions that we were trying to push. I came to this role because, unfortunately, my predecessor was not directly impacted by the fire, but after the fire, the housing market went a little haywire, and so she was not able to stay on the island. And the opportunity arose, and I was fortunate enough to be able to be selected for this opportunity.
Like a lot of MPO folks, maybe it wasn't the route you imagined, but it found you and chose you for it. So congratulations on the new job. And as you said, you were working for the County of Maui Transportation Department when the fires occurred in August of 2023. What role did you and your department play in that initial response?
Yeah, the Department of Transportation helped primarily with transportation-related services. We coordinated the evacuation of West Maui, the immediate aftermath. We provided non-emergency medical transport to survivors. You may have heard stories of people jumping into the ocean, being rescued out at sea. We helped transport them to the hospitals. We provided non-medical emergency transport services for people at the shelters. Once they were evacuated, either to the airport or to an emergency shelter, we helped them be able to get to their doctor or a pharmacy to be able to get prescription medicines, secure food, those kind of things. And then we helped coordinate transportation for first responders and volunteers.
Okay. It sounds like you guys had a really important role. And yeah, I'm sure that's hard to talk about, but it's great that you guys were able to help with that for sure. So just to remind our listeners, the impact those fires had on Maui, especially the Lahaina area, the recovery plan describes the damage, $5.5 billion in damage, more than 2,000 structures that were destroyed. Worst of all, at least 102 lives lost. What are some of the key things that have happened since then in terms of planning for recovery and even beginning to rebuild if that's happening?
So I'll break up post-disaster into 2 phases, response and recovery, just because that's how the National Disaster Recovery Framework set up by FEMA categorizes it. First phase is response, which is the activities you would take to protect lives and property from immediate danger. And that's what I described the Transportation Department's role was, with the evacuation and with the non-emergency medical transport services that were provided. The second phase is recovery. That's intermediate and more long-term activities to help people rebuild their lives. And what happened was the county, the state, and the feds all created mirroring organizations so that we would be able to better coordinate with each other and then provide goods and services to the public as needed. On the county level, we had what was called the Office of Recovery. That's just what we call the umbrella organization. According to that National Disaster Recovery Framework that I mentioned earlier, we stood up 6 divisions, our recovery support functions. I was a part of the Health and Social Services team. I mean, there were 6. I don't remember all of them off the top of my head, but 2 of the ones that will be most important to MPOs are going to be community planning and infrastructure. it just so happens that the county of Maui has a planning department and they have a Department of Public Works. So there are natural leads for all six of them, save for the health and social services one. We just are unique as a state in that both healthcare and education are done on the state level rather than at the local level. And so within the county, there was nobody to fill that role. And so I and one other person, Chris Kish from the Department of Human Concerns, were asked to lead health and social services. I can speak to that a little bit more than I can with the overall plan. But there are six divisions. We all focus within our purview and coordinated with the state and with the feds to be able to help plan for a rebuild. Separately, there was what's called the long-term recovery group. So outside of the government response effort, there was a organization of nonprofit partners on the island who came together, and we were the systems designed so the government response and the nonprofit and philanthropic response work hand in hand. We've done quite a bit of work. Most notable for your listeners will probably be the work of infrastructure and community planning to come up with a draft proposal for how to make a safer, more resilient community. And their work focused a lot on the built environment. I can tell you that the MPO was not that involved in the beginning, but we are getting more involved now. And it's primarily to help with the planning studies and the transportation related projects that will allow for better ingress and egress, especially the evacuation routes, some of the coastal areas that need to be redesigned, providing for a little bit more walkable, bikeable communities, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I imagine it would be tough for the MPO, given that they're usually thinking more of the long term, but it's good to hear that they're getting more engaged. So speaking of that, obviously the fire, just the damage from that would have impact on the work of the MPO. As you said, you joined the staff recently. When you worked for the county, you were the chair of the technical committee, I believe you told me. And so you're familiar with what the MPO faced. For example, the long-range plan is expiring at the end of this year. So you've got to have an updated document for that. How are you guys handling that challenge?
Yeah, so that one was a bit of a challenge because, you know, a large portion of the island just was not ready to engage in thinking about how to plan its transportation infrastructure. When we were redoing our long-range transportation plan, the proposal put forth by my predecessor was to do a soft update of the plan, basically updated to the point where we're current with all of our facts and figures, reaffirm the projects that are still in the works, or add a few of the projects that have been envisioned elsewhere on the island, but not do the heavy public engagement that would normally come with an update to the long range plan. And that's just because the community wasn't ready for it. Quite frankly, I don't think the government partners were ready for it either. But we did not want to go into a traumatized community and ask, oh, what would you like to see for our transportation plan, when they were still trying to figure out where they're going to live or get their next meal. So it was as light of an update as we possibly could do that would allow for us to be able to update our TIP and our unified planning working program, those kind of things.
And so did you guys have buy-in from the state and from Federal Highway with that? Were you able to get that fairly smoothly?
Yeah, it took a lot of communication and coordination with them to sell the plan. I think everybody is very understanding. And so we are doing a soft update now, and then we'll be planning for a more comprehensive one in the near future that piggybacks off of the work of that community planning RSF that I mentioned earlier. They launched the long-term recovery plan for Lahaina. And this is where I get tripped up a little bit, because our long-range transportation plan and the long-term recovery plan are just one letter off from each other.
They're almost the same acronym, right?
So we'll be working in coordination with the Office of Recovery and their community planning efforts as we do the fuller updates of our long-range transportation plan.
That's good that you got the support from the state and the and federal highways on that. So I imagine one of the lessons is just to communicate early and often with those folks in terms of how you're going to deal with your core products, which I guess that leads me into my last question for you, which is obviously there unfortunately been more natural disasters in the U.S. this year, thinking especially of a Hurricane Helene, which caused damage in a lot of places that usually don't get touched by hurricanes far inland. What advice do you think you have for MPOs in those hard hit areas that are just trying to figure out how to get back on track with day-to-day activities, how to start thinking about their next core document update? What would you say to those folks?
I think I would say to all listeners of the MPO podcast that there's a lot that can be done to help make your community a little bit more resilient before disaster strikes. So I would recommend taking a look at those tools. And then for those communities that are dealing with devastation from natural disasters, I would recommend open communication with your government and community partners, because there will be a time when you will be called upon. You know, response may not be it, just because the nature of our organizations is more long-range planning. When they're ready to have those conversations, they will definitely appreciate having a willing and able partner at the table for them. I think everybody who goes through a disaster is going to be stretched very thin. There's just so many needs right after a natural disaster of that magnitude. But that also means there's going to be a lot of opportunity for rebuilding. And I think the MPOs can play a pivotal role in that. We help dictate how the built environment's going to look in these communities that need to be rebuilt, and having those relationships established and having a game plan for how you can engage with all of the stakeholders will make it a more seamless process. The other thing I'll say is that coming in to this role, I was somewhat familiar with the Metropolitan Planning Organization, but I wasn't as intimately familiar as I needed to be able to flip a switch and be that partner for them right away. I think the partners on the other side, both in the county and the state, were very appreciative when I reached out and asked how I could be there for them in the way that they needed to be, or they needed us to be. Sometimes they didn't know what they needed, and just hearing what kind of support the MPO could play helped open them up to more possibilities. And I would recommend approaching your relationships in a way that allows you to be there for them in the way that they need you to be.
I think that's a great point about sort of everyone doing this work with a resilience mindset, because wherever you are in this country, there's the potential for natural disasters, and just keeping that in mind. And then, of course, having those relationships in place, being willing to build those relationships is really important when the worst does happen. Thank you so much for talking with us, Cohen Noy. And especially when it's been just over a year, but I know it's still fresh there. And y'all are still feeling the impact. So really appreciate you taking the time. We will have more episodes coming soon on Amped Up. So please, as they say, rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Thank you.